Thank you, Lord, for another day, just another Sunday, Lord, that you've allowed us to see. Thank you, Lord, for being with us, Lord. We feel your Holy Spirit all throughout this place. Thank you for what you're doing in the life of our youths, Lord. Continue to watch over and cover and protect our youth, Lord, as we teach and train them up in the way they should go, Lord, and when they're old, they won't depart from it. So we're praying for them, Lord, and we're praying as they're at school that they would be salt and light, Lord. We're praying that when we're at work and we're in our jobs, we're at the gym, wherever we go, Lord, that we would be salt and light, that we would be ready to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ with anyone who would ask and would listen, Lord. Give us the opportunity. Give our youth the opportunity to share Christ with their friends and their loved ones. And then, Lord, let our youth really live it, Lord. Give them the strength and the courage to be different for Jesus, Lord. All that God has done for them, all that God has done for us, Lord. Give us all the strength and courage to be different and make a difference in someone's life. Thank you for your word, Lord. It is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. So we try our best to navigate through a dark, fallen, decaying world, Lord. We need the light of your word. Speak to us now. Speak to the heart of your people. Speak to the heart of your youth, Lord. Remind them of how much you love them. You've always loved them and cared for them, Lord. You've always been there for them through the ups and the downs. Remind our youth, Lord, that you will never leave them or forsake them. Remind them that you'll always be there for them, even when they don't feel it, that you're not a feeling. You're God. You're not an emotion. You're God. Even when they don't feel like it, Lord, and don't even feel that you're there, remind them, Lord. Remind all of us that you're still there. And we love you for that, Lord. Speak through your word now. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So if you look at Daniel 1 and 4, it's a familiar passage, and we've been talking about it on our youth Sundays, and it gets really deep. The youth, it basically shows Daniel and his circle of friends. Daniel had three circle of friends. All right, so make a note. I know our youth, you might have your journals, but make a note. You got to have some type of circle of friends, godly friends, young adults, those of us that are not so young. You have to have, you cannot do this walk alone. You have to have a circle of friends, spiritual, godly friends. If you are going to live a victorious Christian life, you have to. Ladies, you have to. Young ladies, you have to. Men, we have to. And so here's Daniel, and it's just a really powerful piece as a passage of scripture. And I'm so glad I get the opportunity to share it this morning. So they've been the children of Israel, God's children, which are us, those of us who've accepted Jesus Christ into our heart as our personal Lord and Savior. Those of us, we've joined ourselves with Christ. We've been rescued through his death, burial, and resurrection. And we've asked Jesus Christ to come into our heart and live inside of us. We are the children of God. Regardless of what happens in your life, you're a child of God. If you're outside of that, then you're not a child of God. If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you never join yourself to him, you're not a child of God. But the good news is that you can be a child of God today. If you choose to, it is your choice. Well, I'm sorry, let's start at verse 3. The king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children, underline certain. It's not everybody. But he only wants certain ones. He wants those that are really living for God. He wants those that are saved. Those are the ones that the enemy wants. It's some people that he doesn't want because he already got them. The enemy's not after you if he already has you. If you're already living according to the way he wants you to live, he could care less. Keep doing it. He has you deceived. Just keep doing it. He's not concerned about you, but he said there are certain ones. Of Israel and of the king's seed, the king's descendants and princes, and of the princes. Verse 4, children in whom was no blemish, but was well favored and skillful in all wisdom and cunning and knowledge and understanding, science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, whom he might teach, whom he might train the learning of the tongue of the Chaldeans. So I might teach them a different culture than that what they were brought up in. He's looking for certain kids who are brought up in the church. Let's break it down to us. Who are keeping themselves or who are trying to live for God. I got to teach them what the world is saying so I can turn them out. That's what he's saying. Remember, we've talked about it. God has called you a special treasure. The enemy wants to turn you into turned out trash. Okay, young adults, children, you're a special treasure to God. The enemy wants to turn you into turned out trash. That's it. That's what he's saying right here. Let's teach him our ways. And so, youth, we have to be careful. All right. We know the horse is out of the barn. There's nothing we can do about it. Social media is all over. You can look at anything at any time of day, anytime, anything that you want to. All you need is a smartphone. I was listening to the radio, and it was a guy, and he was having issues with pornography. And the guy was telling him, look, you can get a basic phone. You can get a basic phone that all you do is dial and talk. You don't have to text and have a smartphone. You can. Try giving that to your kids. All right, JL, we're going to get you just a phone that you can just call and no texting and write. Yeah, it's not going to happen. Try that, parents. Tell your kids, you know, we're going to change your phone system up. How many youth? Let me see your hand if you're cool with that, youth. There you go. Now, since the horse is out of the barn, there's nothing we can do about it. Youth, you have to be aware of everything that happens. Everything that comes across the screen, you don't need to look at. It's teaching you the enemy's language. It's trying to turn you into turned out trash. It's trying to make you forget that you're a child of God. If they did it then, they're doing it now. It's no difference. It's no difference. He said, I only want certain ones, though. I already got the other ones. I only want certain ones. And then here it goes. It gets better. And the king appointed them daily. Verse 5. And the king appointed them the daily provision of the king's meat and of wine. Underline wine. We're going to get on that one in just a minute. Which he drank. So nourishing them or training them 3 years. That word nourishing means training. So he wants to train them. And so it's our job as the church, which I know we do pretty good here. But then here's the difference, which I found out this week. There's a difference between teaching and training. We teach our kids the word. We teach our youth the word. But now we have to train them in the word. What do you mean, Pastor? So when they get on that college campus, and I wrote down a few questions. When they get on that college campus and we have to train, this is based on Forensic Faith by Jim Wallace, some questions he wrote down, questions we get all the time. And our youth step on the college campus, and somebody said, man, why are you a Christian? My mom and them took me to church. That's not going to get it. So the other guy, why are you a Buddhist? They took me to the temple. So is that it? So wherever they take you, that's what you become? We've taught our kids, but we haven't trained our kids. So we have to train them now, because that's what the enemy's trying to train them through the social media. All right? They step on the college campus. They step on the high school campus. Why do you trust what the Bible says about Jesus? My pastor said it. See, no, that's not going to get it. We've taught them, but now we have to train them. Somebody say amen. And I'll be talking to the youth, Brandy and Raymond, and we'll talk about it. And then on the fourth Sunday when I work with the youth, I'm going to take them through the book, either More Than a Carpenter or either Forensic Faith. And we're going to start training. So when they step on that campus, when Favorita, when Rose steps on that campus at UCI and they ask Rose, why would a loving God, and he's so powerful, why is there so much evil in the world? Let's go have a beer. Okay, yeah. When they say, if God created everything, who created God? Man, let's go play ball. I ain't got time for that. We have to train our youth how to defend their faith. They say 90% of the youth that 80% of the youth that fall off in college is because they hadn't been trained in the word. So we have to teach our youth to be fluent in the word. Look at verse 5 again. And the king appointed them a daily provision of meat. It wasn't about the meat. It was about the mindset. If you hang out with somebody, said for 3 years, if you hang out with somebody for 3 years, and we know college is 4, so you think about that. And he says at the end thereof, they might stand before the king. They might serve or they will be my slaves. If you can give them to me for 3 years and I give them meat and wine, they will serve me. They will be mine after 3 years. And youth, you think about it. Family, you think about it. You hang out with the wrong crowd for 3 years, you're not going to change them. They're going to change you. That's what normally happens. Oh, I'm a get in and I'm a. That's not what normally happens. You get in and then they train you. And you come out looking like them. They don't come out looking like you. So let's touch on this a little bit. He talked about the wine. For my sipping saints, that is okay. And you know, in and of itself, it's nothing wrong with wine. Jesus turned water into wine. Somebody say amen. So the sipping saints say amen, right? And then they tell you, look, when you can turn your water into wine, then you drink. If you can't do it, if God don't do it, put your water right there. If it don't turn into wine, then you just drink water. Okay, but until God turns it into it, then you just drink water. Somebody say amen. My sipping saints say amen. Stop, y'all got me going. I'm trying. Praise the Lord. But look, let's take a quick look at Proverbs 23:31. Y'all know that we read the Proverbs daily. Those of us who've taken the challenge, we're praying and we're fasting daily. So we're in Proverbs 23. And so here it is. And we can ask our college students, if you have time, youth, ask some of your college, especially we got some college graduates in here. We got some college students in here. Ask them about the free flowing alcohol and drugs on the college campus. When you get a chance, you can ask them about it. You can ask me. I've been teaching out at Loyola Marymount for 19 years. You can ask me. How many kids come into college and leave drug addicts and alcoholics? Because they get turned out and it's just free flowing and it's socially acceptable. Everybody does it. Not everybody, but that's what they tell you, that everybody does it. But it's all part of the culture of the enemy to get you to change your mentality. And once you start drinking, anything can happen. Somebody say amen. Oh, ain't nobody been drunk before, okay? We still trying to remember what happened some long time ago. I think I was lost for like 3 days. What? I don't know. Where were you? I don't know. Somebody say amen. Yeah. John, watch out now. Let's hope not. But that would explain a lot in your case, John. But anyway, yeah, John's trying to bother me. I'm getting away from John. All right. But family, we talk about it, and it's right here in the word. The enemy doesn't have to change because it's work. Does say Proverbs 23? Yes. Look at verse 31. So in a Daniel, it told them to give them the wine, but the wisdom from Solomon, the wisest man in the world, says, don't even look at the wine. Don't look at that cup because it looks good. Don't look upon the wine when it's red. When it gives its color in the cup, when it moves itself aright, it looks so inviting. Youth, you go to college, you're in high school. We've had it even in junior high school. Don't look at it. He's saying, stay away from it. He said, then at the last, it bites. You drink and then it hits you all of a sudden. It bites like a serpent and stings like a viper. Why did the king want to get them drunk? Then because they were children of God, then they let all their inhibitions down. Verse 33, your eyes shall behold strange women and your heart shall utter perverse things. Not your mouth, but your heart is going to change. You're going to see things you shouldn't see, and you're going to start talking about stuff that's in your heart that should have never came out, all because you're intoxicated. And it was a song, what, a while back, blame it on the alcohol. Just telling you what the word says. He said you're going to see things you shouldn't see, and then stuff is going to come out of your heart that you didn't even know that was there. Verse 34, you're going to be as a person that lies down in the middle of the ocean. And that he that lies upon the top of a mast, you're just in the middle of nowhere, you're just floating. Anybody ever been out to the ocean? Anybody swim in the ocean? Anybody go to the middle of the ocean and swim? It's not much out there. And you can drift where you're right here. And next thing you know, you went, how about just to the beach? You've been to the beach and you got in the water. Next thing you know, you were close to shore. Now you're way out there. Now imagine if you were drunk. You might not make it back. That's what you're saying. But why do you think the king said, let's get him something to drink? Give him some food and get him something to drink. And in 3 years, I'm going to turn him out. I guarantee it. And you go to college for 4 years. And if you're not prepared, youth, if we don't train you, then that's on us. You will be turned out. It's only by the grace of God that some of us made it out of college anyway. I say it all the time. I still don't know how I graduated college. I have no idea. Somebody say amen. I still don't know. The grace of God is amazing. But look at verse 35, then we'll get back to our lesson. Verse 35 says, they hit me. I wasn't even sick. Then they beat me, and I didn't even feel it. But you know what? When I wake up, I'm going to do it again. That's why the king said, back to Daniel 1 and 5. That's why Daniel said, that's why the king told him, get them the food, get them something to drink. I got them. Then train them up. Teach them our language. Teach them our ways. Get them smartphones. Let them look at this stuff every day. And in 3 years, they forgot everything that God taught them. And youth, I'm not telling you to get rid of your smartphones. I'm just saying be aware that that stuff, everything on that smartphone is not that smart. That's all I'm telling you. And as children of God, know that you have a higher standard than that garbage that comes across that smartphone. Delete some apps, delete some people that's sending you stupid stuff. Delete them and the apps. Saw a pastor saying the horse is out of the barn. We can't get it back. We got to equip you all how to live today in this world today. That's all we can do. Okay, here we go. Verse 6. Okay, so number one, this is one of the tricks of the enemy. Number one, teach you the language and the culture. That was number one. And then number two was to get you intoxicated or alter your mind through drugs. And then the third trap of the enemy is to change your name and give you a new identity. So here's verse 6. And now these were of the children of Judah, the children of praise, the children of worship, the children of God. You got Daniel, make a note. His name is God is my judge. That's what Daniel's name means. Hananiah, his name means God has favored me. Mishael, who is what God is? And then Azariah, Jehovah has helped. That's what all their names meant. Let me go over it again. Daniel, God is my judge. Hananiah, God has favored me. Mishael, who is what God is? Azariah, Jehovah has helped. This is Daniel's circle of friends. This is who he's hanging out with. Who are you hanging out with? Who's your circle of friends? You got to have that inner circle. Oh, Pastor, that's not scriptural. Yes, it is. Jesus had James, Peter, and John. When he had to get away, when he needed somebody to pray with, he said, James, Peter, and John. He had 12 disciples. He said, James, Peter, and John, I need to talk with you guys. Come roll with me. Who do you have to come and roll with you? You have to have a circle of friends. And we're going to see this circle of friends saved Daniel's life and saved all of their lives. Make a note. If we have time, we'll get to it today. But make a note. If they would have sold out, they would have lost their life. If they would have disconnected from God, they would have lost their life. And I'm not saying you're going to lose your life if you go out and do your own thing. I'm just saying you will be disconnected from God and you'll wind up someplace you didn't plan on going. That's all I'm saying. You will wind up. You disconnect from God, you'll wind up someplace you didn't plan on going. But in their case, if they would have disconnected, they wouldn't have made it out. All right. Okay, Pastor. Well, let me show you then. Let's go. Let's go. Okay. Yeah. All right. I got to show you. Go to Daniel 2. Daniel 2 and 13. King Nebuchadnezzar has a dream. Nobody can interpret it. He called all his astrologers, his soothsayers, all of them. I need to know what this dream means. None of them could interpret the dream. He said, kill them all. Kill, they're worthless. The astrologers, the soothsayers, the card readers. None of them could interpret it. I'm telling you all that the get rid of that satanic sign stuff. Use your birthday for the opportunity when somebody says, what sign are you? I'm the sign of Jesus Christ and the cross. Okay? I don't look to the stars. I look to the one who created the stars. Don't let them slap. See, they're trying to change your name. God says you're fearfully and wonderfully made. No, you are this, you are that, you are this, you are that. No, you're not. You're a child. That's the first thing they tried to do with, this third thing they tried to do with Daniel was change their name. Gave them some garbage names so they could forget who they were. And then your birthday comes. Oh, you this, you that. No, I'm a child of God. I don't worship the stars. You're going to seem weird. I know. But when do you take a stand? Use it as a witnessing opportunity. Don't be rude. Just say, no, I just worship the one who created the stars. See, if he created that and he created me, he knows more than just the stars. I don't stop at the stars. Oh, okay, I get it. Yeah, why are you stopping at the stars? Go to the one who created the stars. All right. And so he all of them getting ready to get killed. And just a note. I hope it never happens to you. But if you go to prison, all right, and a guy writes you a note and he says, I'm going to kill you. And he spells it C-I-L-L. You good as dead. OK, if you spell it C-I-L-L, you in trouble. OK, because he means business. He don't know the difference between the C and the K. You done. OK, he didn't know. Actually, the guy, he goes, oh, gosh, what's that? He going to seal me? No, that's a hard C. He's going to kill. Oh, man, I'm in trouble. Yeah. All right. So I said, that's why you don't go there. All right. So all of them is going to be killed, not kilt, killed. 2 and 13. And the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain because they don't know nothing. And they saw Daniel and his fellows, his crew. So now they're coming after Daniel and his fellows, his companions, his posse to kill them. All right, so then, all right, let's do 14. Then Daniel answered with his counsel, and I'm going to unpack this next time, but I'm just going to go over his counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. He said unto Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree so hasty? Why are you guys in such a rush from the king? Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. Look, the king's, nobody can interpret this. The king's upset. All y'all getting ready to die. Why is it so hasty? Because the king is upset and he's troubled and nobody can answer it. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he should give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation. Okay, then this is where I was trying to go, verse 17. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to. Look what he says. In verse, and I didn't show you this, but in one and seven, they changed their names to They changed Daniel's name to Belshazzar, and then Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. They changed their names, right? But look, when Daniel went to his house in verse 2 and 17, he called them by their God-given name. He didn't call them that garbage name. He didn't call them that satanic name that the king tried to give them. He said, look at 17. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah. Hananiah, God has favored me. Mishael, who is what God is, and Azariah, Jehovah has helped. That's who he went to. That's his circle of friends. And they notice they're his companions, which means fellows, which is his inner circle. Here you go. That they would desire mercies of God, underlined of God of heaven, concerning the secret that Daniel and his fellows, underlined Daniel and his fellows, his posse, should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. He went to his posse and said, look, I need you guys to pray with me. Let's beg the God of heaven. Let's beg the God of heaven for mercy. Now, here's what I was trying to tell you. If they had disconnected and sold out, who do they go to now? They got a bunch of false gods. John, all they got is a bunch of false gods to go to. If they would have sold out and disconnected from God, they're dead because they're disconnected from God. The only one who can interpret it. If they sold out, they're done. So they go to God, and look what God does. In verse 19, then was the secret revealed unto Daniel. Somebody say amen. In a night vision. He went to God. Sometimes God does give you what you ask for when it's according to his will. Make a note of that. Make a note of that. Sometimes God does give you what you ask for when it's according to his will. He went to his posse who were spirit-filled, who were true children of God. He said, I need some help. I need some prayer. Man, it is dire. Who do you call when you have no one else to call? Who is in your circle when your life is turned square? Verse 19, then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Look what Daniel did right after that. What'd he do? He blessed the God. God, thank you. Oftentimes we get blessed and we just run right out the door. We forget that God has blessed us, God has saved us, God has spared us, and we just walk right out like, man, I got this. I knew it was going to work out. No, you better thank God for everything you have. For your job, for your intelligence, for everything. If God didn't give you the energy to get up, you wouldn't get up today. If he didn't give you the mind to have intelligence, you wouldn't be able to go to college. You wouldn't be able to go to school. I love that. Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, man, God, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. When you're praying for someone who maybe is not understanding God, pray that God would give them discernment, that God would show them who he is. Youth, Daniel, at this age, he's maybe your age, 16, 17. So don't think that you're too young to serve God. Ask God, God, reveal to me through a vision. A vision is when you see it during the daytime. You guys are daydreaming all the time, right? Like when you're supposed to be doing the dishes. Not when you're on social media, but when you're supposed to be doing the dishes, taking out the trash, cleaning your room. Yeah. So ask God to show you, and that's a vision. Ask God to show you, God, show me what's really going on. Show me if this person is right for me. God, reveal it in a dream. And you'll know the difference. And you'll know the difference that is God speaking. And it's not that pizza and ice cream you ate before you went to sleep. You'll know the difference. God showed him in a vision. I love God for that. Verse 20. Again, and then we'll kind of wrap this up. And Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. Then he gets into the character of God. He shifts. Look at the nature and character of God. People think God, they think that God are out to get him. No, he's not. Look at his character, and he changes the times and the season. God changes the times and the season. Ask God to change the times and seasons of your life if it's not going the way you thought it would go. But stay connected to God and don't give up. Don't fall apart. God changes the time and season. They were getting ready to be done. God changed the time and the season and gave them life. You're not done. Ask God to give you to change the time and the seasons, because that's what he does. He removes kings and he set up kings. See, if they would have sold out to the king that can be removed, then they would be done. But they were sold out to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one that's never going to be removed. Daniel knew that, man. This king is going to be here just for a short while, and another king is going to come. You think about that. You got to be careful who you get yourself attached to. Don't let them take the place of God. They're going to be there for a little while. You get a boyfriend or you get a girlfriend, you lose your mind, then they're gone. But God is always there. All right, come on, y'all. And this is the word. He says a king comes and a king goes. God gives wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding, that ask for discernment. Pray for discernment, youth. Discernment means that God, show me what's really going on. God, you show me what's really going on, and God will. We don't pray for discernment because sometimes we don't want to know. I just want to believe that this is the one, and that's it. I ain't going to even ask God because I already know. Because God might say no, and then I'm upset. Pray for discernment. God will give it to you just like he gave it to Daniel. Then look at verse 20. Oh, okay, 22. We got to get verse 22. He reveals the deep and secret things. Somebody say amen. But you don't want to know those deep and secret things because it's going to go against your will and what you want to do. So I don't even pray that. I'm going to pray that. I don't want to get too deep. But we want to get deep, but not that deep. That God, because you might show me really what I should do in this, what I am to do in this situation. Somebody make a note of verse 22. When you have a decision to make, when you are confused, when you're not sure, go to God, because God reveals the deep and the secret things. Stuff you didn't even know that you didn't know. Say amen, Mickey, because that's when we were on that men's retreat, it was stuff we didn't even know that we didn't know. That was revealed through the power of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what God does. So you pray that God will reveal it. Look at this. Look what else it says in verse 22. He knows what is it. He knows what's in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. God knows all the dark stuff that we do. But in God is light. Youth, you are salt and light. You're wearing that shirt, but in your heart, you got to be salt and light. God knows what goes on in the darkness. That's why we ask God for forgiveness every day. Somebody say amen. Not trying to fool God. He's not looking for perfection. He's looking for connection. You don't have to be perfect. Just stay connected. We're all disqualified if we have to be perfect. Stop trying to be perfect. Just be connected. Stay connected. Ask for forgiveness. God already knows the darkness. He knows the darkness that dwells in all of us. He's not tripping on that. That's why he came to give us life, and that more abundantly. That's why he called us the light of the world, because he's in us. Yes. Stay connected. Yes. He says, I thank thee, and I'm sorry, let me do 22 again. I like it that much. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. And we know in John, he talked about in God is light. There's no darkness in him at all. Don't ever try and confuse yourself that if you're doing anything dark, thinking that God's in it. He's not. He's not. There's no darkness in God at all. If I'm doing some dirt and some dark, that's on me. God ain't in that. God, forgive me. But don't try and bring God into it. Well, God wants me to try and save them, so that's why I'm going to their house at 2 a.m. No, don't bring God into it. Don't bring God into it. You don't have the late night ministry like that. We don't do that. It's going to get you caught up. Don't bring God into it. There's no darkness in God at all. That's you. Do you want to go to somebody's house at 2 a.m? And whatever y'all do, not what Netflix and chill, whatever y'all do. Don't bring God into that. You just going to do Netflix and chill, whatever that means. But God ain't in that. We're just watching a Christian show. I know it starts like that. I know it started like that. It didn't end like that, though, did it? Uh-huh. I know how it starts. I know how it starts, Brother Ivy. Anyway, y'all trying to get me distracted again. Verse 23. Look who Daniel was connected to. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers. He stuck with the God of his fathers. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the true and living God. Stick with the God of your fathers. And fathers, that lets us know that we got to be on our game. Because if you ask my kids, who does your father really worship? Who's truly his God? They'll know. Oh, he goes to church, but trust me. That's just on between 9 and 10:30 on Sunday. Trust me. You want to know who he really worships? What his God really is? Oh, they can tell you. So fathers, that's letting us know we got to keep our game tight so that our children will know the God of our father, which is the true God. And I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who's given me wisdom. Underline, give it. God's given you everything. Apart from God, we can do nothing. Most people are deceived. They think they're doing it on their own. They got this going on. But no, God gives us everything. Daniel didn't take credit for it. I can't take credit for anything. You can't take credit for anything. We're one accident away, one phone call away, one bad decision away, one doctor's visit away of being done. We have nothing going on. God gives us everything. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might. And has made known, God, you made known unto me. Now what we have asked for. Yes, God does give us what we ask for sometimes and often when we pray according to his will. You got to pray according to his will. You got to stay connected. Daniel and them never were disconnected from God. They were never disconnected. So when they went to God, they said, God, just show us. We've been connected to you, God. Show us what's going on. And God did according to his will because they were connected. And they were his children and they didn't sell out. I thank thee and I praise thee, O God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might and has made known unto me now what we desired of thee. For thou has now made known unto us the king's matter. If they would have sold out, they couldn't go to God and ask that. They would have been disconnected. They would have lost everything, including their life. All I'm saying to us youth and family, through the ups and downs, through the peer pressure, you talk about peer pressure because the other one sold out. There was only four that didn't. They stayed connected to God. So I'm halfway through my notes, but you all know how we do it here. Where we stop and we pick up next time. But I want to do one thing. Look, let's go back to, because we didn't even get to this one, but let's go back to 1 and 17. I want to do two things, and then I want to call the youth up and pray, and then if the musicians will just give us some music while we're praying. Look at Daniel 1 and 8. Two scriptures I just want to share. And I'm not going to talk much because we got to wrap this up. Here's number 8, verse 8. You're there, say amen. Amen. But Daniel determined in his heart that he would not defile himself. Youth, you got to determine in your heart. Young adults, you got to determine in your heart. And that word defile means polluted. When you do the illustration, it's saying Daniel determined in his heart that he wouldn't use the bathroom on itself. That's what it means to pollute yourself. Daniel determined in his heart that he wouldn't use his clothes for a toilet. He used his pants as a toilet. That's what he said. Because what they were doing was selling out. I know it's kind of graphic and gross, but that's what happens when you sell out. Don't use your youth. Don't use your pants as a toilet. That's number one. He purposed in his heart he would not defile himself with the king's, with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. He made that decision. Then look at verse 17. As for these four children, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, or Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. Verse 17, God gave them, these four children, God gave them knowledge, skill in all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. So as we close out, I just want to pray for the youth. I'm going to do two things. I'm going to do a prayer of salvation. And I'm going to pray for the youth. That you, as a youngster, right where you are right now, that God would give you knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom, and give you interpretation of visions and dreams. Youth, you can't navigate without it. You can't navigate through life disconnected from God. So I'm hoping that's your prayer. So bow your heads, please. And I'm not going to take anything for granted. Bow your heads quickly, and I'll do this quickly. If there's a youth who's here today and say, Pastor, I need to get connected to God. I've never accepted Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. So you think about that. This is not a show. But if you ever ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart, if you haven't, raise your hand. I want to pray for you right now. You can have Christ in your heart. You can take a stand right now. Are there any youth here who say, Pastor, I've never accepted Christ? I want to ask the youth to come on up right here. And I want to pray with you. And parents, all my youth, come up. Young adults, if you want to come up too, because you're right in the midst. Matter of fact, let me have my youth and young adults come up right here. Youth and young adults, come on up. Thank you. Let's take a step up. And if any parents want to come up, and of course my youth leaders, and just you all grab somebody's hand. Come on in, Ashley. Let me, right here. And youth, I hope you have at least one takeaway from today. Young adults, I hope you have one takeaway from today. Stay connected to God. It's not about perfection. It's about connection. Stay connected to God. Ask God to give you discernment. Ask God to give you knowledge, give you wisdom, just like he did. We serve the same God yesterday, today, and forever. It is the same God. If he did it for Daniel and them, because they were connected, he'll do it for you. He will. Just ask him. Nothing would warm God's heart more than see his youth asking God, give me discernment, give me wisdom. God, show me in a vision, show me in a dream what your will is for my life. And he will, because that prayer is according to his will. Not to give me stuff, but Lord, give me wisdom so I know how to deal with anything that comes my way. God, I'm a little confused right now. Give me clarity. God, I got to make a decision on a college. I got to make a decision on the individual I'm hanging out with. God, I got to make a decision on a job. Do I move to another city? Do I move to another state? God, show me. Give me wisdom. I need help. Ask him, youth, and he will. And never think that you've done anything so bad that God won't forgive you. That's a lie. God forgives us. If we got disqualified based on what we did, then no one could stand here, including your pastor. But it's not based on that. It's based on the word of God, that God said he'll never leave us or forsake us. God said he'll always be there. God says you're a special treasure. And it's not because of what you did or what you didn't do. It's because of what God said and who God says you are. Trust God in your heart today. Believe in Jesus Christ today that he will work it out. God can give you wisdom. He wants to give you wisdom. Pray every day, God, show me what is your will for my life. Ask God every day. So, Lord, thank you for our young adults and our youth. Thank you for this Youth Sunday. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word this morning that challenged us to stay connected. Don't get caught up in all the stuff that's going on in the world. Stay connected to God. God, I pray for wisdom and understanding and visions and dreams for our youth, our young adults. Show them, Lord. Use them. Give them an inner circle of friends that really love God and they can pray with and for them. Send the friends, the right friends, their way that's godly and want to make a difference for Jesus Christ. God, we ask that you would forgive us of all our sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly, tried to pretend didn't happen and tried to cover up. And we thank you, Lord, that you cast our sins in a sea of forgetfulness. You don't remember them anymore. But you tell us to go and sin no more. So help us, Lord. Give us the strength to live for you. Thank you for all these youth and young adults you've sent here this morning. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Like Daniel blessed you, Lord. We bless you because we know that you give. You're the one that gave us everything we have. The job, the resources, the money, the house, the family. A beautiful church where the word is taught. Lord, you gave us everything. We take credit for nothing. We give you glory for everything. Thank you for the strength to stand here. Thank you for the strength to go to school tomorrow and to learn and to have a brain to read and write and function and think critically. Thank you for the friends that we have. Thank you for the family that we have. Thank you for every door that you open that we have, Lord. The enemy always tries to tell us what we don't have and who we're not. But thank you, God, for telling us who we are and what we do have. We have everything in you. And we love you for that, Lord. Thank you for this powerful youth day. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Rose, come on up and close us out in prayer. Our Youth Sunday.
And support us, Lord, through everything, Lord. Please help us as we go up to college or go into high school, and just help us, Lord, through our walk and faith, Lord. Please take care of each and every one of us. Help us to have blessed with transportation back home. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Give somebody a hug, stand to your feet, and you are dismissed. I will soar with you above the stars.
I gave him a hug. I was like, stop.